Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dope Black Podcast.
Have you ever felt like your partner isn't doing their bit? Or have you ever felt like your partner is always complaining you're not doing your bit? Well, for those who don't know, my name is Cameron and welcome to the Dope Black Dads podcast. And I have been on both ends of those questions. Me and my wife have tried, failed, and succeeded in working out the best way for us to equally share parenting work, housework, and adapt it into our lives. And today, I want to share with you what worked for us, but more importantly, how you can find out what works for you, because everyone's different. Let's be honest. Let's get straight into it. I'm going to go through the importances of being present parents and telling you the cold, raw truths of how it has affected me and the family. Let's see if you can relate, basically. So turn it up and I'll try and put on my Barry White voice and speak some knowledge. And okay, maybe the Barry White voice is just not good. I can't maintain it. I'm going to stop. I'm going to speak normal. Okay, let's go straight into it. I'm going to stop talking now. Let's get straight into it. Being present as parents is the sole most important thing, in my opinion. Let me tell you why. Let's go right back to my childhood, right? So I come from a one-parent household. And I don't really remember much of the presents. I remember once getting an Xbox and I was like well over the moon because my mom did it in a really cool way. But I don't really remember the presents. The main things I remember in my childhood are the experiences me and my family had together. One that comes to mind really quickly is I remember when my mom took us for a trip to Spain and we went to this amusement park, and I remember it vividly. I remember the ride we went on and the like rickety, looks like a rickety kind of like wooden ride that I absolutely loved as a kid, and it's ingrained in my mind and it was awesome. I still go through the photos sometimes in my like Google photos, which is quite cool. I had this weird hat on as well, which is quite funny, but I remember it vividly, right? And I also vividly remember the last time that I saw my dad, and it was outside of the library in Plasto, an area I'm from. He rocked up in his car, said something about he's not going to be seeing me anymore, and then he drove off. And I just remember being like, oh, okay. I don't know why I didn't like get really emotional about it, and I still I'm not really emotional about it, but I remember that moment so well because I knew it was going to be monumental to me. How, I didn't know, but I just knew it was going to be monumental to me, and it turns out it was. And I say all of that to say this, where am I going, Cameron, right? The whole point I'm trying to make is a lot of people feel like you can palm off being present with your kids by giving them presents, and it's important. I do think you should give your kids presents and things like that, but ultimately what your kids will remember is the time you put in with them. You know, like there's been times where I'll give my kids choices to play with their favorite toy versus playing with me, and they almost always will choose me. And I say almost because I'll be honest, there's one toy that my son absolutely loves, which is a football, and he'll always pick that over me, but he tends to want me to play football with him. Let's be honest, right? A point I want to make is kids don't do what you say, they do what you do. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Kids don't do what you say, they do what you do. And if you want to raise them to right to your kind of standards, be that role model, let them see it. You grow, they grow, everybody's happy. Okay? So how are you able to bring them right into the right kind of person and create this perfect ideal child in your eyes, right? It's by being the person that they want to grow up to be. And that involves being the kind of parent who's going to go around and do the housework and work and just show them the different opportunities and things that they can be doing within the household. Now, my kids have been struggling with us going to work, because let's be honest, sometimes you have to go to work to pay for bills and pay for things and stuff like that, unless you're on some trust fund or whatever it is. But a majority of you, I'm assuming, like me, you're going to have to probably go to work, right? Now, the way me and my wife have it set up is if I'm working, she's not. And if she's working, I'm not. And then we have maybe one or two days a week where we're both not working and that's it. But my kids don't like that, especially from they're having a very long time when we were traveling of us always being there. It's been a bit of a shock since we've had to go back to work and things like that. So I can understand it. But yeah, my kids don't really like us going to work and they're always asking who's going to be picking them up. Okay. And I remember this used to get to me so much. I remember picking up my son one day and the first thing he said to me was, "Oh, I thought mommy was picking me up. Why isn't mommy picking me up? Where's mommy?" And it used to get to me and I used to just like calm and hold it in, and I'm like super angry inside, and then just like take him to the car and I'm fuming, right? And I'm not screaming and shouting at him or anything like that, but I'm sure he can pick up on the sense that I'm clearly pissed off, right? And looking back and saying it out loud, it was such a stupid and selfish thing to do. But let's be honest, all he was basically saying was he missed his mom. It had absolutely nothing to do with me as a parent or who I was. He was just missing his mom, let's be honest. And that's something that me and my wife have still got to work on, is this ability to let them know that sometimes we're working and things like that, because they're still not fully getting it. But how we have our work life set up has worked massively to helping us, you know, split our parental roles and works and things like that around our lifestyle. So let me go into that. The first thing we need to talk about is what is the parental responsibilities we need to share? You know, things like doing the pickups and the drop-offs, the sorting out the meal times, like lunch times or dinner times, if they're at school or not at school. You know, lunch boxes, getting their clothes ready, making sure their clothes on the right way, bath time, homework, chores, playtime, you name it, right? And one thing I've definitely learned from being a parent, shout out to stay-at-home parents, okay? It's a lot of work. If you think, you know, you're working, you come back home and your wife's just had to tidy up the house, or you just had to play with the kids all day, I'm telling you, it's a full-time job, if not more of a full-time job. Stay-at-home parents, you're doing an amazing job. Even bigger shout out to single parents who somehow, just like my mum, had to work, play with us, pick us up from school. I don't know how she did it. I still don't know how she does it. Shout out. 100% shout out. Now, one works and one households. That's the kind of rules that we have, okay? If I'm working, my wife will be doing the household stuff and doing all the parental responsibilities we just spoke about. But at the same time, if she's working, then I will do all those parental responsibilities. It's got nothing to do with gender. It's basically who's working and who's not. That's how we kind of work off it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
But in the odd chances when we're both having to work on the same day, which I'm sure a lot of people will relate to with this, how do we kind of work around that? And this was our first kind of like trial and error, and a lot of errors coming out, right? There was a lot of disagreements, and I think I found the trick to it. Listen closely. If you find that you're always disagreeing with your other half about, oh, I always do this and you never do this, I'm telling you, it could be literally sorted out doing one thing: offering alternatives. Oh, babe, I know you've just worked, but do you mind doing this? And then I'll do this. And if you don't want to do that, is it okay if you do this and then I'll do that? Doing that alone creates this whole like team effort feel mindset with us. I don't know how to describe it. We just seem more like we're in a team when I speak like that and when she speaks to me like that. I don't like it when she shouts at me or tells me to do something. I'm not your kid. Speak to me like a grown man. That's who I am. And the same vice versa. She won't like it when I demand her to do something or ask her to do something without giving alternatives. That whole alternatives gives them the power to choose what they want to do. And a lot of the time, we're choosing that because we don't want to do something that, you know, has to be done. And we're trying to palm it off on the other person. But you have to understand that you both have strengths and weaknesses in the things that you're doing. So the best way is offering alternatives and trying to compromise on, all right, if I do the job that I don't want to do now, are you right doing, if I do the job that you don't really want to do? And it's just kind of working it off that, basically, switching between the two. Now, there's no one size that fits all, and we definitely ain't perfect, I'll tell you that for a fact. But one thing that's clear is our mindsets are on the same page, this team effort, and we're not against each other. Now, one thing that's so constant is I feel like there is just not enough time in the day to do everything that needs to be done for a healthy, balanced life, period. Right? You can relate. So I'm talking about, you need to spend time with your kids, and it's meant to be doing some chores, and you're meant to chill out, and you're meant to have couple time, but you're also meant to work, and you also got this with your friends. And there's just so many things that you've just got to juggle. And what I've found is asking myself questions where I'm basically seeing what is the priority. So let me give you an example, and I'm gonna get real deep and personal here, right? Whether you relate to it or not, I'm getting truthful, because that's what I wanna do with you guys, is speak truthfully. Motivation can run thin very quickly, okay? Especially when it comes to spending time with my kids. Now, I love spending time with my kids when I'm actually doing it, but having the motivation to get up from the sofa, or after having a hard day at work or whatever it is, and then my son runs over and goes, let's play fight. And I'm like, one, he's very strong. For those who don't know, my son is 5 and he can do handstand push-ups. He is very strong. He knocks me out. He goes all arms house. So it's not just playtime. He is going to knock me out because he enjoys it, because he can. I get it. Cool. So when he's asking me to play fight or play football because he's going to run circles around me or whatever it is, I'm just like, oh, can I be asked? I'm tired. And I'm sure people can relate with this when you're just tired. But here's how I work out what's the best thing to do. I ask myself one simple question. Do you not want to spend time playing with your kids right now? Or do you actually have something you need to complete urgently within the next 2 minutes? And I simply do the right thing. It's as simple as that. If I can't convince myself or think of something that I can't do 10 minutes later from right now, then I will spend time with my kids. And normally when I do, I enjoy it. I love spending time with my kids. But it's just that first motivation of when they ask me to do something, I just can't be asked sometimes. I don't want to get knocked out. I don't want to have circles run around me. I'm not flexible. And my daughter's always asking to do splits and stuff that I just cannot do. And we're doing dance routines. And there's a lot. It's a lot, okay? It is a lot, I'll be honest. But that simple question is what helps me kind of work out how to decide if I'm going to spend time with my kids or if I need to focus on doing the parental work. Now, another thing that kind of factors into that is if my wife's come back from work and she's obviously knackered, right? They'll probably go to her and be like, oh, can you play with me? Play with me. They'll bombard her. And I'll use that time to be like, right, let me spend time with the kids, let her have her time. And, yeah, she can do what she wants. And it works vice versa. And that's what motivates me. I know if I do it, right? If I give her her free time, she's going to want to give me my free time. It's all about wanting to help them, because I'm telling you, it will help you too. Okay? Now, what are the different benefits that come with this? It's pretty obvious. Your kids get quality time with you. And there's endless studies that will prove how important that is. You've got better time management, because if I can't do something in 10 minutes to rush over, I'm like, all right, I've got this much time left to do it. Or I'll try and get all my chores and stuff done so I can spend the time with the kids when they ask me to do something. Or you get the idea, right? You just got a lot of better time management. You also get the opportunity to learn, teach, and grow. I love this side of playing with my kids. There is so much that I can learn, so much that I can teach them, so much they can teach me, believe it or not. And it's just this nice synergy of like caring and teaching, and it's just nice. I guess it's just nice is the best way to explain it. And the other one, which is a really huge benefit, is both of you will get huge self-care time. That could be binging Netflix, scrolling TikTok, reading a book, having a nap, going for a run, doing your nails, having a bath, listening to your favorite podcast. Hello. And ultimately, do you, unapologetically, do you for a hot couple of minutes. And that can be achieved when you guys start spreading your parental work between each other and having your time. And I'm going to conclude it with this, guys. Really simple. Support each other to have a balance of time with your kids, time with each other, and time with yourself. It's all about time management. It's all about setting the right priorities and understanding your priorities, offering alternatives when there's something you don't want to do that compromises alternatives, and ultimately having a teamwork mindset. You are both there working together to raise your kids in the best way possible that you see fit. I've been Cameron. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I will see you in the next one. Ciao, Bella.
Dope Black Podcast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.